those animals, all of those fraggle rockers. It is us to take the future in our hands and shape it in a way, spin it, that we can feel good about what we have done. We don't want to be ashamed of what we did. Therefore, we gotta integrate the small inside the big, the weak inside the strong, the lost being cared for by the found, brothers and sisters. This might not be news to you, but every day, every hour, every brief second of your very existence, nothingness has to be transformed into somethingness. Being aware of the abstraction of your mission, you can free yourself from patterns of the past. Free yourself from the expectations of mankind. We are built to preserve the holiness of the animal kingdom. We are, and we will continue to be the raw force that takes the existence forms apart, analyzes them, and puts them back together in a new shape, different form, and mesmerizing structure. This must and this will happen on a spiritual as well on a physical level, my animals and fragglers. And no, we cannot give up at this point of evolution. We got to re-evolute our values, our ideas, even our definition of whackness. All of those squitters have to, no, they must be taken in consideration, for we shall rise to a new conscious order, my brothers and sisters. To a new conscious order of all items. May it be animalistic, human, or vegetarian. We must rise to the highest conscious awareness. We must follow the direction of the ancient sunbeams of the Emerald Forest. Only then, when we reach the outskirts of our mind, only then we can break through the barriers of ignorance and reach the Emerald Tower with its glorious dome of crystal cast. There, the lines of ancient wisdom has its place, up in the crystal dome of your mind. There, together where we can travel into the realm of pure love and abstraction. Stubborn be the fraggle ruckus. Stubborn will be the puppet masters and creators of their own spiritual puppets and ideas. And yes, we is in control. And yes, we will stay in control if only we learn to understand the realm, the stream of the big forces caused by the moon, the rotation of the earth and sun, and all that other crap flying around the stratosphere. If only we learn to understand that we are under the powers